Today from the Ohio Newsroom, catching up with an Ohio baseball star.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice is a neighbor offering objective advice with national strength and resources. Information available at CerityPartners.com/NPR. And from CASA. CASA volunteers are everyday Ohioans who advocate for thousands of children experiencing abuse or neglect, giving them a voice in court. Learn more at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. When I was an intern with WOSU 8 years ago, I interviewed an 11-year-old baseball player from a Columbus suburb. London Studer was the only girl on an All-American team. And at the time, she had a big dream.
To work harder, get stronger, and become an MLB star.
Last month, that dream got a step closer to reality. Studer was a first-round pick in the inaugural Women's Professional Baseball League draft. London, congratulations.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me.
Catch us up. What have you been doing for the past 8 years to get to this point?
I definitely worked out a lot. I played a lot of travel ball. I was still in the Gahanna program for a while. I played about a month and a half of softball at Miami of Ohio. It was a different experience, I will say that. I got a new job, and I am now a part of the Women's Professional Baseball League, as well as still a continuing member of the U.S. Women's National Baseball Team.
Oh my gosh. So it sounds like you've been pretty busy.
Yes, quite.
Were you ever discouraged playing a sport that's dominated by boys? I mean, what were the biggest obstacles you faced?
I would just say kind of the backlash that us women get, especially playing in a sport that most people have known to be male dominated and only men, really. And the whole, people don't necessarily understand the difference between softball and baseball. And, you know, if you're a girl, why don't you just go play softball? But there are two different sports. So there's kind of the confusion between that. And that's kind of just one of the biggest obstacles I've faced my entire life.
Yeah. Well, what made you stick with baseball instead of switching to softball?
When I branched out into Southern Ohio, I started to find a lot of people and form a really, really good environment around me with those people, and people that appreciated the fact that I was just a baseball player and not a female baseball player. And eventually I figured out that there's other women in this country, so many women, hundreds of women all around the world, all around this country and many other countries as well, that have wanted and pushed for the same thing that I do. And I told myself, this is what I want to do. If there's other women that can do it, I can do it. And I want to be the best woman out there.
Wow. When you were 11, you told me that you had never played baseball with a girl. How do you feel now that you'll be playing with an entire league of women?
When I was 11, I, again, didn't know that this would even be possible or that there even were other girls out there. But once I had gotten into that whole, you know, girl kind of baseball realm, I didn't know what to expect, and I didn't know what the talent level would have been like. And I went out there and I played baseball the same way I always do. And it was so much more exhilarating than it was playing with guys, because all of us have competed for the exact same position to have a spot on a male team. And we all understand what it's like to go through adversity and to struggle with something like this, and to have to just face all of this backlash and all of these people telling us that we can't do it. So it makes me feel very, very welcome to play with girls, and now playing with all of these girls that I've known for years, it's just going to be that much more fun proving everybody wrong when they said we couldn't do it.
That was Ohio native London Studer, one of the first women selected in the inaugural Women's Professional Baseball League draft. Thanks, London.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.